Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Emily, here with Laura.
Hey, guys.
And we are really excited to kick off a four-part series all about education and the gospel, something that has been on our minds, on our hearts to talk about for a really long time. And we've been planning this for a long time, and it's finally happening. We're really excited.
Yeah, we are really excited. It feels like we just didn't know how to quite do it justice, but we're hopeful that through doing this four-part series, we can really run the gamut about education. And just a quick note is that if you're looking for any of our resources, any of the interviews, all of that stuff, head to risenmotherhood.com/education, and that's where you're going to find all of our information that we reference on today's show or any of the future shows. That is going to be your landing page. We've created just a special spot, so it's really easy for you to find anything that we mention, talk about, or do on education.
Yes. So, again, this kind of came out of just the reality. Laura and I now have our oldest kiddos, mine is 5 and a half, and Laura's is about to turn 5. So over the last couple of years, we've really been processing education decisions, but it's really on our doorstep now. And we firsthand have experienced just all the different factors that can make this decision really challenging and scary at times. First of all, there's just a lot of options. Mm-hmm. I mean, even like if you get down into a specific category, like let's say you're looking at homeschool, well, there's co-ops or there's classical education or there's, so even within a category, there's a lot of options. So that can be overwhelming.
Yeah. And along with options, there's a lot of opinions. So you're really dealing.
Oh, yeah.
So there's like people that you love and respect and you admire greatly in your life. And maybe they're speaking into how you should educate your child. And maybe you disagree. Maybe you agree. It doesn't matter, but there are a lot of opinions and they can come at you pretty fast.
And there's pressure, I think, even from the culture. The culture sends a message about our children and their education and how critical it is for their survival in the world. But even Christian culture, I think, as well, can put a lot of pressure on feeling like, ooh, I've got to protect my kids in this certain way, or I've got to bring them up in this certain way that feels like it conflicts with the culture's expectations. And there's just lots of pressure.
Right. And then there are all of the different needs of your individual child or your individual family. There are learning differences, personality needs. I mean, our kids, some of them respond differently to peer pressure or extracurricular activities or all these things. And so you're not only taking in all of these outside things, but then you're also trying to look at what is the best decision for my own children and for our family while looking at their different needs.
Yeah. So we have, Laura and I have personally experienced just over the course of even from when our first child was born and kind of what we thought we would do until now and what we're actually doing, we've felt a lot of those things and we've made different decisions along the way. One thing for us, I mentioned on a previous show, we kind of thought, oh, we're going to homeschool, and a lot of different things in our lives changed, including having a child with special needs who's going to probably need to be in a school environment, a public school environment, where he can have a lot of adaptations and help and, you know, special stuff set up for him. And then also just having our hands full more than we thought and having a great school in our community, a private Christian school that is doing a lot of things that we're doing at home. And it's just really interesting how with more information and time and circumstances, we've had to take the decision already like 1 year at a time. And I think we will continue to do that over the course of our lives.
Yeah. So Emily, you've made the decision. You felt like you were pretty sure.
Yes.
In your decision originally. And slowly over time, God has changed your heart.
Yes.
Through outside circumstances, yes. Unity with your husband and things like
yes.
that. And I think for me, I'm a little bit different where I've always felt pretty loosey-goosey about school. Kind of like, oh, I don't know what we'll do. Like I'm open to all the options. I mean, literally have gone the gamut between homeschool to private to public. And I think like I just had a lot of stress about all the decisions. Mm-hmm. And while as it got nearer and nearer, I felt like, this is a big deal. And now I'm really stressing out about it and wasn't sure. And actually, I'm still not completely sure what next year looks
We're
like.
We're still not sure. None of us are sure.
It's day by day around here. So that's just a small example from two moms who are seeking the Lord in our education decisions for our children. And you can see how we've come at this from totally different perspectives, actually.
Yes, we have. And it is something that you bring all these factors together. What we want to do on this show is just kind of set the tone for these upcoming interviews to say that there really isn't one clear biblical superior choice in terms of, private school and certain type of private school or public school or certain type of homeschool. There's a lot of different options that can work and can still accomplish our mission and our calling as parents. So these interviews that we have coming up are really not to talk on the pros and cons or to try to convince you of a specific option, but more for you to see how different parents in different situations came to their different choices. So hopefully at the end, you'll feel like, they all had really different and good reasoning for what they decided ultimately.
Exactly. And one caveat we do want to make with this show is that we want to recognize that it is a real blessing to even have so many choices in the different ways that we educate our children in like math, science, and reading and all of those things. It's a real luxury how we're able to have a lot of different choices. And we also know that some of you don't maybe have great options around you, or you don't maybe don't have the resources to execute what your preferred option would be. Maybe you're a single mom, or maybe both parents work outside the home. Or maybe you have a child with significant needs, like Emily was talking about, where it feels a little bit like the choice is being made for you. So we just want to recognize that for a moment and then also say that we still hope that you will get some hope from these shows in knowing that there is freedom in the decision that you make, even if you feel like there aren't a lot of options for you at the moment.
Yeah, and even if you are a parent who's felt like maybe there is kind of a one way is the best way, we also hope that as you're listening through these shows, they'll just give you a wider view of the way that people come to their decisions and all of the different factors that are out there. So when you're conversing with a friend who's made a different decision, that you maybe are a little bit more charitable and trying to understand where she's coming from. And both of you can look together at how are we going to fulfill the calling that God has on our lives to raise our children in the Lord.
So here's who you're going to be hearing from. You're going to hear from Melissa Kruger about private education. You're going to hear from Irene Sun about homeschool. And Jen Wilkin will be back on the show, our first returning guest, to talk about public. So we're really thrilled for these shows. We've already obviously recorded them and listened to them, and we think you're going to be very encouraged by what these women have to say about freedom in the gospel for education choices. So let's jump in to see what the gospel really says.
Yes. So first of all, I guess the Bible has a lot to say about how we educate our children in general, just using that as a broad sweep of all of the things that we need to teach them.
So the most common verses that people look at are Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9, which talks all about how you should teach your children diligently to know the Lord. So that one's really, really common, and most of you have probably heard those verses. You can look it up, and we'll obviously include all the scripture in our show notes. Another couple are Proverbs 22, 6, train the child up in the way that he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. And Ephesians 6, 4, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. But of course, when we read the Bible, we read it as a whole, and we look at the whole story of the gospel. And so as we look at it from an aerial view, yes, we see that what we're called to do is just to raise our children up in knowing God. So we want to teach wisdom, things like how do you select friends? How do you deal with finances? How do you make decisions? How do you resist temptation? Teach what it looks like to walk in righteousness versus what it looks like to walk in the path of destruction. And this is just simply discipleship. Mm-hmm. And then finally, we want to just teach the greatest commandments of loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and then to love your neighbor. So we want to teach our children what the Bible says, who God is, and the great story and the great plan that he has for our lives.
Yeah, and we've talked about this a lot on many shows. I think we touch on it in every show in some way, but that the culture of our home matters. And that's really how we are making disciples of our children, is what goes on with mom and dad, or if you're married to an unbelieving husband, even what you can do as a mom to pass on your authentic faith to your children and teach them to obey God. And so as we look at that, I think the reality is we are all called to, in some ways, give our children a Christian education in the sense that we should be passing along the things of the Lord to them. The question is, when and how does that happen? What does that actually look like in your own family? That's going to vary and differ from person to person. Additionally, we have another question sometimes, which is, well, where are they going to learn math, science, social studies, reading, music, art, some of those other things? And that, again, may have a different answer for each family. And just because maybe they go somewhere to learn those subjects doesn't mean that they are not still getting a Christian education in the home, and they're still not being exposed to the things of the Lord, and they can still be learning all of those critical things and hear about these other subjects in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, and something that Emily and I have talked a lot about is just the tension with all of this, that it can feel very, very heavy when selecting a school, even though we see that there is freedom in the gospel. On one level, there's like this big burden about feeling like, oh my goodness, school matters too. Like, is it enough? Is what I'm doing at home enough? Yeah. And if they're out there exposed to all of these other things, or if they're homeschooled and exposed to all of my sin and failure, like, it doesn't matter which direction, but it feels so heavy about how am I going to do this and invest well in my children on one hand. But at the same time, we know there's like a freedom from the law, and there's a freedom from feeling like we have to get everything perfectly or else, you know, our kids are going to turn out terribly.
Yeah. And I think that's a tension that we're learning to hold, is that the gospel doesn't diminish either one of those. The gospel doesn't say God's law and God's standards don't matter. The gospel says Jesus came to fulfill the law. He came to be perfect on our behalf, to take the punishment on our behalf and give us full righteousness before God. And because that's the way we're operating, then out of the gratitude in our heart, out of a desire to love the Lord, we want to obey him, even though it's still really hard and there's still challenges. So these two things are real, and you may feel them as you're listening through the rest of the shows and the interviews. Just remember that the gospel has an answer to that tension.
Right. I think, too, it's good to look at Romans 14. We talked about this more in depth on episode 56, Freedom with Food. But there we see how Paul is talking to the believers in the early church all about how we shouldn't be quarreling about differences in opinions. And he's specifically speaking about food and how you eat does matter to the body. Like, there is an element of, you know, you need to be careful about what you eat. But at the same time, food isn't what makes us clean or unclean. It isn't our identity. And it's something that we can apply to education, that the way we educate our children in the math and sciences and different things like that is really important, but it's not the end all be all. And it's not where we're going to find our identity or righteousness.
Yeah, I think it's not what we put in us from the outside that is what defiles us. It's what's inside. We talk about that on an episode we did on influences, if you're kind of wanting to go down that path a little bit, that what really makes us clean is Christ. And so we don't need to rely on a certain method of education or a certain way of keeping this, what we think is a righteous law in our lives, to make us right before God.
Right. And so when we hold that and we understand the place of education in a Christian's life, we don't need to feel this sense of superiority or even a sense of inferiority based on the schooling method that we choose, especially when at home that child is receiving, as we were kind of saying, the Christian education, the baseline that the Lord is charging us with. We don't have to look at a certain education style being sinful or wrong or unwise. It's important to acknowledge strengths and weaknesses, of course, and every option has strengths and every option has weaknesses. But that doesn't mean that we are allowed to snub our nose because someone's picked something different, or that there is something that's so inferior and beneath us.
Yes. And I think going along with that, we don't have to make decisions out of fear. I know that's something that I've wrestled with a lot in the schooling choice, is being afraid of how something is going to impact my child. We can be aware of it. We can know that there are implications of every choice we make, but God is sovereign over that. And he can work for our good and his glory in the midst of whatever thing we choose. And I love Jen Wilkin is going to bring this up. Like, we're the parent. We can change our minds. If there's something we feel like is impacting our children down the road, we deal with that. We take that to the Lord. And it's just so important for me to remember that we need to fear God, not our schooling choice or the people around us and what they're going to think.
Yeah, and I like that point, Emily, how there is freedom to change. We talked about that on just our previous episode, changing our minds in motherhood, and how common that can happen, both with little things and then even big things like this. And so that's something that whenever we trust in God and we trust His plan for our lives, like, things are going to happen. We can't foresee the future. Maybe you're going to move. Maybe the charter school you've chosen has closed. Maybe you end up needing to work when you had previously wanted to homeschool. I don't know all the ways or all the different things that might happen in your life, but you might be surprised by some of the decisions you have to make. And so it is important to hold that very loosely.
Mm-hmm. And I think no matter what we decide, you know, our theme for this year is unity in the gospel, is to remember even within our own church body or our own friend group that people are going to make different decisions. And we want to look at, like, what is all of our mission as moms? And how can we encourage our sister in Christ to give her child that general term Christian education, to be discipling her child? How can we come alongside each other in that instead of dividing and kind of judging and just assuming the worst of somebody's choice when you don't always know all the ins and outs of what went into their decision? And I think we can do a lot more of encouraging each other to walk in grace and to obey God in whatever our circumstances are, rather than trying to parse out, well, what's the best way for all of us to do it?
Yeah, so in light of this, we've actually put together a document. Emily and I have worked pretty hard on this document to bring together a bunch of questions that you can work through. Our hope is that maybe you work through this with your husband, maybe you work through it with some other believing mom friends or some other couple friends, but that this will be something that will help you at least get the conversation started and to be thinking about, what does scripture say about education? What do our current lives look like? What are the options we have around us? Maybe we should jump into a couple of the questions. But before that, I want to say you are going to find this at risenmotherhood.com/education. It's a free PDF. So we want you guys to be able to all access this. So head over there if you're kind of intrigued or you're thinking about the school option. But let's jump through a few questions as a little teaser.
Well, I think first off, we kind of walk through some questions like we did on the show of, what does God's word say about education? What are His expectations for us as parents and how we are to raise our children? So,
and I want to say here, don't take our word for it.
Yeah, go find out for yourself.
Yes, don't just listen to a podcast and be like, this is what the Bible says. You guys, if you have listened to Risen Motherhood long enough, you know that we want you to double check us. We want you to be making sure that this stuff is true and really biblically aligned.
Yes, and then also, you know, thinking about the vision for your family, or maybe thinking about the unique culture that you have in your homes and how you are going to help align your education method with the culture that you have in your home.
Yeah. So other types of questions that we have on there is just thinking about, what are some educational options that are even available to you? Like we talked about, not everybody has the privilege of having 15 different types of methods that they can choose to educate their children with. Looking at idols, are you holding anything too tightly, or are you not considering a very valid choice? And even thinking about, like, hey, let's think about our children. You know, what are some strengths and weaknesses? What are their needs? Mm-hmm. As Emily and I have talked about a lot, we have kids with special needs, and that's something that really impacts our decisions.
Yes. And even holding that intention with what the whole family needs and saying, okay, is there something creative that we can do here? And then also, have you considered even the strengths and weaknesses of what you are choosing? And so maybe you are a person who's like, well, I don't really have a choice right now for whatever reason. You can still look at that education decision and say, what are some areas I might need to fill in a gap as a parent because that school or that option isn't going to offer that? And what are some things that are really strengths that that style has that we can play to and be excited about?
Yeah, so we hope that you guys will check out this entire PDF. We really hope that it will serve as a launch pad or a springboard for further discussion in your own homes. And also that you will tune into all of our subsequent interviews that we have coming up. These women are so wise. They're down the path way further than us. They can offer a lot more. So we hope that you'll tune into all three, even if you feel like, oh no, I'm naturally gravitating toward this. As we said, it's not about, hey, here's why you should choose this schooling method. It's all about freedom in the gospel and how different families come to different decisions for their own way of educating. Head over to risenmotherhood.com/education for all of this stuff. We'll be continuing to add to it throughout the month as we have more interviews released or more blog posts. And if you like stuff like this, we want to ask if you would be willing to contribute and support us on Patreon.
Yes, because this obviously takes a lot of time and we use a lot of different equipment and there's a lot of coordinating and there's just a ton that goes into something like this. I mean, not just our regular show, but to do a special four-part series. And so again, that would be really helpful to us to continue running Risen Motherhood and doing new things and investing so that we can continue to reach moms with the gospel. So you can find that at patreon.com/risenmotherhood.
Yeah, and there are also links from our site, so it should be very easy to find that, and we would really appreciate it as we are entirely funded by our community at Risen Motherhood, and we're very grateful for that. So head over to Risen Motherhood, follow us on social media for more stuff like this, at Risen Motherhood, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and we will see you next week with our very first interview with Melissa Krueger.
Thanks, guys.